We know how the war in Syria has scattered refugees across Europe, but this next story is about an effort to bring them together and save a piece of Syria's musical heritage. Catherine Girardot reports from Berlin.
Raya Cezbe is a hard guy to get a hold of.
I am not good in English, but I think I can continue this interview.
You're doing great.
I tried for quite a while, but eventually got lucky. I met one of Cezbe's colleagues, a Syrian cellist, at a music festival. He gave me Cezbe's phone number. And a few international calls later, we arranged to meet in Berlin. Cezbe, who founded several orchestras in Syria, is from Aleppo.
I live in Bremen, Germany now, since 2013.
It was during a tour in Germany with an Arab youth symphony that friends convinced Cezbe it wasn't safe to go home. He stayed and ended up at a refugee center in Bremen.
And then when I arrived to Germany, I noted that a lot of Syrian musicians live in Germany and Europe. And I said, okay, we can start a Syrian orchestra in Europe.
He started trying to find his colleagues from the High Institute of Music, Syria's only conservatory. Back home, it had been a tight community. Pretty much all the classical musicians there knew each other. But finding his friends again in Europe was tough. Everyone was scattered.
So I asked myself how I can contact the musicians, and I don't know their emails or phone.
Like so many Syrians, a lot of Cezbe's colleagues had to flee the country in a hurry, leaving pretty much everything behind.
So then I contacted them by Facebook, and find them, and some of them, they say, yes, I'm in Europe now, I can play with this orchestra, blah, blah, blah.
Last September, Cezbe managed to assemble enough Syrian musicians to perform a concert in Bremen, the first concert of the Syrian Expat Philharmonic Orchestra, SEPO.
Yeah, it was a fantastic moment for all of us. We were 30 Syrian musicians from all over Europe, and we sit in one hall, and we feel that we are in Syria, because we see Syrian faces. For sure, we lost many things in our homeland, friends, family, study, work, home. But in this orchestra, you get feelings that you are in Syria now.
Tell me, how do you pay for this orchestra?
The most difficult thing in this orchestra, the funding. Because you have to cover the travel cost for all these musicians from many, many cities, and accommodation, rehearsals, music hall for concert. So always we try to find a sponsor to support these concerts.
SEPO as an entity is more of a vision than a reality. Many of the musicians are playing on borrowed instruments. When they meet up to rehearse and perform, they sleep in people's homes, not hotels. But encouraged by support from German cultural and refugee aid organizations, Cezbe is determined to expand his project.
Last year, I invited 53 Syrian musicians from Europe. This year, I invited 80 Syrian musicians in Europe. So the number is bigger and bigger.
SEPO's first concert in Bremen was sold out. The group actually ran out of encores and had to play one piece over again for the enthusiastic crowd. But things are changing in Germany. A couple of high-profile attacks there have people increasingly worried about the refugees in their midst. One German musician I spoke to said the country shouldn't be supporting additional cultural organizations, like a Syrian orchestra. But Cezbe is not easily discouraged. He's focused on trying to save a piece of his country's 7,000-year-old culture.
Now we have a lot of destruction in Syria, so maybe we can save the music and culture by this symphony orchestra.
Since SEPO's first concert, they've also performed in Switzerland, and Cezbe recently got a call from the Berlin Philharmonic.
The organizer from the Berlin Philharmonic told me that I tried to to contact you from 6 months.
And he invited them to open the Philharmonic's current season with an open-air concert in Berlin on August 27th. Jesbe says he's thrilled and hopes the opportunity will open more doors for the orchestra.
I hope in the future we can change this project to real work for the Syrians, to change their situation from refugee to professional musicians.
For The World, Catherine Girardot, Berlin.